Chalky, first of all, when you were 40 for four this morning, we didn't imagine we'd be getting to this stage, I wouldn't have thought.
No, yeah, we had a tough morning. You know, Worcester have played well. We haven't been at our best, and unfortunately we find ourselves in a tough position going into the last day. So, yeah, credit to Worcester. They played some good cricket. Solanke batted particularly well, and Richardson's bowled very well. So, yeah, a highlight for us has been Neil McKenzie and Nick Pothis returning to some form. But apart from that, it's been disappointing for Hampshire.
I suppose the first challenge this morning was just trying out as many as you could, and you got knocked over very quickly. And the next thing was to start well, and then you got the top few knocked over very quickly again.
That's right. A lot of wickets fell in the first morning, and this morning. We were unable to avoid the follow-on, which was crucial for us in many ways. But that said, you know, if we had a good start, we could have batted well and set them a target. But it wasn't to be. We're about 100 ahead now. We need to build on that and then bowl well. If we get early wickets, we've got a chance.
In terms of the application and things, what have Neil McKenzie and Nick Pothis done that the other lads couldn't do?
I think they got through the new ball. You know, the new ball was tough. Richardson bowled well. And early on in the innings, everyone's susceptible. But they battled hard, and when they got through it, made batting look easy for a period of time. Richardson came back after tea and got Nick out first ball after tea, and again we're under pressure. So the boys have battled hard. You know, this afternoon they battled hard, but we got ourselves in trouble this morning, I feel.
A few big swings from Tomo and from Imran Tahir in the morning get you up to, you know, a lead of 130, 140. You've got something to bowl at least.
Absolutely, that's the plan. And if we can do that, then, yeah, the boys will feel if they get a couple of early wickets, you never know. I mean, we've got a chance for sure.
Presumably with bowlers like Corky and Demi Mascarenhas, who've seen what Alan Richardson has got out of it, they think that we can get the same out of it here.
Yeah, absolutely. The boys, certainly Demi bowled very well first inning. So if he can land it in good areas and we can back him up, then there's a good chance. But as I said, we're a little bit shy run-wise, but if we can get early wickets, then who knows?
I guess the fact you've got a bit of a lead now maybe puts a bit of a gloss on a game that you have been second best in so far. To lose this game, you are losing ground at the bottom, aren't you, if you do?
Yeah, we are. You know, we understand that. And if that happens, then we've got to have a look at things and go again. There's only one way, and that's hard work and application. And come back fighting. So that's what we'll do.
You've got a lot of talent who've played in the second 11 today. You'll all be thinking, banging on the door, wanting to chat with you to get in the team.
Absolutely. There's always that. And they played well today. I think they beat Surrey. Ben Howell got 60-odd and Wood 4 wickets. So it's some young players doing well.